I heard there are certain people that they say when it comes to Gimel Tammuz, they didn't do anything. Not extra learning. It's a day, a regular day on the calendar, because the Rebbe said it's only a test. So it's nothing happened. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that Gimel Tammuz brought on a Helam v'Hester, a concealment, which is the worst and the hardest and the most severe darkness that we ever had in our history and probably ever in the history of Chabad. When the Rebbe says it's only a test, it means that what appears to be to us that the Rebbe Chas v'Shalom left us, is not here as he was before, is not involved in our lives as he was before, that part is only a test. To the extent that we have to ask ourselves, so why do we say Kaddish? That's what it says here. And therefore, Gimel Tammuz is definitely not just a significant day, it's the most significant day in our generation, and we have to do everything we can to Adar Abba turn this day around, like it says in the next line. Kavanas HaNesoyen, the purpose of a test is, Bishvila is Gabras Vamida B'Nesoyen, to stand up against the test. If we ignore it and we don't become affected by this test, the emes will come out, which means we'll see the Rebbe once again and we'll see how he's with us. This is something explained in Chassidus based on the story of Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu went to bring his son Yitzhak to the Akedah, it says the Satan tried to stop him. So first he saw a river. And he went in the river and he walked until it reached his nostrils, and then it disappeared. How could it disappear? Because there was no river in the first place. The whole thing was just the Satan, and the Satan disguised himself as a river. And when Avraham Avinu walked in a way that he just didn't acknowledge what was blocking him, it became eliminated. So it says in Chassidus, all the tests are that way as well. Many times you see in the letters from the Rebbe, where the Rebbe writes people, sometimes people write to the Rebbe that I find it very difficult to keep my store closed on Shabbos. I find it very difficult to keep the laws of Tznius, of Taras and Mishpacha, to give enough tzedakah. And the Rebbe writes to the person, it's only a test. If you will stand strong and just do what you have to and pretend that all the problems that appear are not really problems, you'll see that the problems will be eliminated. The Eibishter will make it eliminated, and you'll see with your own eyes that everything you want to do can be done.